606 on RTE 2FM with Griffith College. GCD.ie for whatever career you choose. Griffith College, who do you want to be?
Good evening and welcome to Countdown to 6:06. It's all getting a bit bank holiday here. People running in and out. What a bit disorganised. But we'll get there in the end. Now, this is the exam programme, of course, that shines a spotlight on the dark, musty corners of exam courses and on behalf of Leaving Cert and junior students everywhere. I'm Evelyn O'Rourke and we'll be on air every night here on RTE2FM for the next couple of weeks, right through the exams. Business expert William Murphy joins the studio. OK, talk us through it.
The higher level paper is 3 hours long, starts at 9:30, and there are three sections, but that doesn't mean an hour section because they're graded differently. Section one, most students will know, is the short answer questions. It's 20% of the exam, so 20% of the time is 36 minutes. I think most students will do that first and it won't take 36 minutes. So any time you've left over, you can devote to the next part. The next part is the applied business question, which most people don't like. Again, it's 20% of the exam. So which means 20% of the time, which would be 36 minutes again. But if you've got your short questions done in maybe 30 minutes, you can devote those extra six to the ABQ. The last part of the exam is 60%. There are four questions due from seven, so 27 minutes each. So it's like 36, 36, 27.
Okay, now you mentioned there section, is it B or section two there? You're saying most students don't like the section. Why is that?
Because it's one of those things that you can't just regurgitate and spew stuff out. You have to actually be able to relate what you've learned. It's called the applied business question. And they give you a story in the exam about a businesswoman. And you have to relate what you've learned in class to her situation. And I think that's why most people don't like it. And it's only
20%. Why? Because it's not specific enough?
Because it's not like most people think business, you can just learn it and just regurgitate it on the day and you walk out with an A1.
Whereas in this one, you have to
You have to be able to apply. It's a skill that you have to develop and practice. And hopefully students will have over the last 2 years of practice as many applied business questions as they can. And if you haven't tried any applied business questions, at least have a look at the 2002 paper, because that was the last time the units 4, 5 and 6, which are on for this Leaving Cert, came up. So at least have a go at the 2002. There's a certain way to answer. They give you a story.
Talk us through that. Okay. They give a scenario, don't they, the business
they, yeah, they give you normally a three-paragraph story about some business person who invariably has some kind of problems. And then you're asked to comment on or advise this person. My advice would be to read the questions first, not the story. Because what happens then is that you're reading the story and you highlight every single word and none of those bloody words are important. You need to read the question to find out what you're being asked.
Yeah, you're spending too much time on
exactly
highlighting what you think are trigger words.
Exactly. Mary's an entrepreneur. Oh, underline entrepreneur. And it's nothing to do with the question at all.
You're defining it in your head and you're gone on a whole journey.
And you're thinking of what you've learned. Yeah.
So read the questions first. And then have those in your mind.
Exactly. And then you'll know what to look for when you're reading the story. And then you'll know the important points. So read the questions first. Then obviously have a read of the story. When you're answering the questions, the rule in business is divide the marks by five. So 20 mark question would normally be 4 points. State your point. Explain it. And then you have to refer to the verb in the question. If the verb was, and we might go through that later on actually, if the verb was evaluate, you'd give your opinion. If the verb was analyze, you'd give a comment. And then the most important thing is, which should be the simplest thing, is that you have to quote from the story some line or some phrase in that story to back up your point. You have to take it directly from the text, or you can paraphrase it in your own words.
To illustrate your
point. Yeah, exactly. You have to, every single point you make, you have to quote from that story.
Word for word, you're rewriting the text.
Whichever suits you best. Yeah, there's no need to paraphrase in your own words. Some people are, you know, obsessed with grammar, and to make sure the grammar is correct, they'll change it. That's fine as well. But I mean, I think the simplest thing to do is just literally copy it straight word for word from the text and insert it at the end of your point.
So a handwritten cut and paste moment,
exactly,
basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you were saying there then words, the use of words, and this applies to every subject. We've had this with history and right through all the different courses. Know what they are looking for. They have written down a very specific verb. They know what they want from you. Do you want to just talk us through that, William? For example, you're saying, like, about evaluate. What's the difference between evaluate, discuss, analyse, those kind of terms?
Yeah, I was downloading the chief examiner's report from the internet the other day, and he wrote down the usual weaknesses, and the usual weakness he mentioned was that failing to respond appropriately to the verbs used in the question, especially evaluate and explain. So it's really important you know what the words mean.
And he made a specific note about students
and specifically referred to that verb in particular, the verb evaluate, because it's come up in every single Leaving Cert at higher level ever.
And what do you read as that word?
Well, to me what evaluate means is this, that if you're asked to evaluate anything, you state the point, you explain it, and then you have to give your opinion and literally start with, write down the word evaluate to show that woman or man who's going to correct your paper that you are evaluating. So literally say it, explain it, and then say evaluate and start with, I think it's a good thing because, or I think it's a bad thing because. And then it's up to you to formulate an opinion. So basically what evaluate means is you have to give your opinion on the matter if you think it's a good thing or a bad thing.
So a good business practice or a bad business decision or whatever,
exactly,
you respond to
exactly.
Okay.
ones they've asked in the past were things like the Director of Consumer Affairs, who's now been subsumed by the National Consumer Agency. But, you know, you were asked to evaluate her role. So if you just wrote down what she did, that wasn't enough. There was 20% of the marks go for the verb evaluate, and that's what it means. So for anybody out there who's going for a really high grade in business, it's essential you know what those words mean.
And do you write in the first person? For example, the example you're giving, I think that her role is benign or whatever.
Exactly. I think her role is excellent. I mean, she gives consumers information. I think this is a great thing.
So I would literally start,
write down the word evaluate after you've said and explained your point. Write down the word evaluate on the paper and then start with, I think she does a good job because... or I think she does a bad job because, and literally start with those words, absolutely.
Okay. It sounds like if people can just flick the switch in their head that it's not going to be the bit that they've learned off, there's a little bit of personality in it, then they'll be fine.
Yeah.
If they can stop being threatened by it.
And you don't have to, they're not expecting some kind of high court judge's opinion.
No.
I mean, just any kind of an opinion at all that makes sense with a reason. That's what they're looking for on the exam. And it's 20%. And if you have studied hard and you know a certain thing, make sure you look at the first word in the question. If it's the word evaluate, say it, explain it, and then give your opinion.
Okay, William, I'll ask you about Section 3 now in a minute. I just want to remind people that they can text us in at 51552 or email us at 606@rt.ie. Also tonight on the menu is German and Home Economics, appropriately enough. Now, William, Section 3, you were saying here that students have to tackle 4 out of 7 questions. What kind of steer can you give people for this? Because this is a piece of paper that sucks a lot of time, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It's 60% of the exam, so 60% of the time there's 4 questions, so I'd say 27 minutes on each question. What kind of steer I can give them? All I can say is this: there are 7 questions and they're divided into 2 parts.
Would you leave it till third to approach this part?
I think I would do the exam in the order, absolutely, because the first section is, most students get it done quick, is the ABQ. You don't want to spend, you know, an hour and a half on that. I would do the ABQ second. I personally would do it in the order it's presented, absolutely.
Okay. So, this section.
Oh, yeah, sorry. 7 questions, they're divided into 2 parts, part 1 and part 2. So you can't do 4 from part 1 or 4 from part 2. There's 3 in part 1 and 4 in part 2. You either have to do 1 from part 1 and 3 from part 2, if that doesn't sound too complicated, or 2 and 2. So it's 1 and 3 or 2 and 2. You cannot do all the, basically, to make it as simple as possible, you cannot do all the questions from either part. You cannot do all the 3 questions from part 1.
So even if you do 4 fabulous answers from part 1, you won't have tackled any question from part 2. You will lose marks.
Exactly.
They will not give you
the equivalent of four answers and marks. Yeah. So you have to read the instructions very carefully. All the students do know is this: on part 1 questions, the questions come from units 1 of the course, unit 6 and unit 7. Now, so far what's happened is that there's been one on each unit every year so far. Now, that is not guaranteed. All we are guaranteed is they will come from 1, 6 and 7. But so far, question 1 has come from unit 1. Question 2 has come from unit 6. Question 3 has come from unit 7. But that's not guaranteed in the course. That's just what happened so far. And given last year's paper, I wouldn't bank on that. If I was anybody out there thinking, can I leave out unit 6 and unit 7? I personally would not do that. No, I would not.
It will come as no surprise to you now, and you'll experience this in a few minutes, that many of the texts coming in are, what can I leave out? What can I leave out? What can I leave out? With a major health warning slapped all over it, because you know what, we don't have an advanced copy of the paper. Is there anything students can look at, maybe paring back on?
Well, certainly.
People in the Last Chance Saloon now we're talking about here, you know.
Last Chance Saloon, make sure you do units 4, 5 and 6. Units 4, 5 and 6 of the applied business question, that's 20%. Units 4, 5 and 6 should also therefore possibly be 2 of the long questions, maybe. Well, I wouldn't think any more than 2. So if you're Last Chance Saloon, start at unit 4, which should be in your books, which starts with human resource management. Start at HRM and keep going. If you're Last Chance Saloon, and just hope for the best.
Okay, just 2 questions in for you quickly here. What type of question will come up from unit 6 in the ABQ? You don't have an advanced copy of the paper. Please, I really suck. No, I'm stuck. I think actually, Joe, you don't suck, Joe. You've got to be positive.
Unit 6 question. So far, they've asked about the environment twice and social responsibility, that chapter in your book. But I mean, that doesn't mean that they're going to ask that this. They may think they can ask anything in unit 6. They could ask about, you know, community development. There's any amount of questions they could ask, but so far they've asked about the environment and social responsibilities of business people. Pull out your exam papers and just have a look at the kind of questions. And like I said before, if you're desperate and you suck, or if you stuck, whichever word it is, lash out the 2002 papers and look at the 2002 ABQ, because every one of those parts are examinable this year in 2007.
Okay, business question. I'm going for an A, but I'm leaving out all of Section 6, the European Union. Could more than one long answer question come up on the section? Please answer this.
In theory, yes, it could. Yeah. In theory,
oh, not the answer they wanted.
I know.
Yeah. I love when you answer it like that.
If you're going for an
A. Somebody at home was slumped.
I know. If you're going for an A, well, it's not
if you're going for an A.
Yeah, if you're not... Yeah, I know, yeah.
Best of luck, go on.
It's not the worst race, that whole European Union global marketing bit, but so far, in every Leaving Cert so far, you would be fine. But I mean, last year's Leaving Cert was just questions that come up for the third year in a row. Other questions that have come up every single year did not come up. Businesses, he really wants to move away. I think Corinne said this about the French paper. He really wants to move away from predictability in business, like a lot of subjects. And I would not be advising you. I mean, European Union has come up 7 times in the last 8 years. I'd be more inclined, if I was going for an A, to give it a lash just in case to cover yourself. Because if you really are going for a high grade and there's one question there that kills you, if you had the EU, I know it's not the most exciting necessarily of chapters, but given that it's come up 7 times in 8 years, I personally wouldn't leave it out now.
If you're going for an A, because also that could inform other sections of the paper. I mean, exactly. You never know, yeah, you're pooling your information. A short question might
come up. And the short questions are 20%. And if you can't get enough of those done, that's the A gone anyway. Absolutely, yeah. If you're going for an A, I know it's not what you want to hear, but you really can't leave that. I'd definitely take a look at the EU.
Okay. All right. And ordinary level, I presume a lot of what we've said so far really transfers and translates to the ordinary level students. Simply clarity of point, make sure they get their terminology correct.
Exactly. The ordinary level is simple. They don't have the applied business question. And it's the same rule for ordinary levels as higher levels. In any question, 20 mark question, 25 mark question, you divide the marks by 5 to get how many points to write. Say your point. So, for example, if you were asked ordinaries or hires, explain how the economic variables impact on Ireland. For saying the word inflation, you pass. You get 2 marks out of 5. And then you explain what inflation means.
This
and
short,
literally stuff
what
this means. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, a
don't
short point.
Write,
yeah. No,
you know,
essays. And literally a short point. 3, 4, 5 lines. Depends on the size you're writing. We say 5. Now, I don't mean 5 sentences. Mm-mm. I mean 5 lines. And that goes for ordinaries and for hires.
5 so pieces say it. Of sort of information.
Exactly. If you're running out of time, just name the points. Inflation, interest rates, unemployment. And you'll pass. And then any time left, go back and explain those. And that's what gets the A.
So even just writing your inflation or writing
literally,
your point.
Yeah, 40% for writing the headings and then 60% for the quality of your explanation.
Gosh, that's fantastic.
And that's why if you're stuck for time in the paper, the examiner is pulling the paper off you. Don't explain a point, lash down the 4 and you'll pass.
At
least you'll pass. You get 40% in that question rather than just explaining one point properly.
Okay.
606.
Higher business, do you think cash flow forecasts will come up? It was on 99, and what are the chances they put ratios up since they were up last year, or could they put ratios on in the ABQ? We don't have the paper, William.
We don't have the paper. Cash flow forecasts came up 99, I think 2002 as well. So why since they were came up? A lot of people mentioned to me last year. I have no idea.
Ratios for general section ones.
There are only 6 ratios. Exactly. Ratios have come up, I think, 5 times in the short questions. 3 or 4 times the long questions. And in theory, yes, they could come up in an applied business question. There are only 6. So if you're stuck, learn the 6 off by heart and then learn just the basics. If they go up, it's good. So to summarise as quickly as I can, profitability ratios go up, that's good. Make more profits. Liquidity ratios go up, that's good. Have more cash. Debt equity ratio goes up, that's bad. You've borrowed more. And hope for the best.
Loving that. James actually asked that very specific question. He was asking to school and they did ratios. He can do it himself at home. Does it need a big explanation?
Well, it doesn't need a huge big explanation, no. But I mean, I'm not suggesting for a second you just write down, probably you went up, this is good.
Yeah.
But I mean, summarise it like that. And then,
have a look at them himself. If you missed the teacher's line on it.
Because I love those questions, because if you're stuck for time in the exam and you're really, you could write for ages about human resource management and get nothing. But those questions like break-even charts or ratio analysis, if you get the numbers right, you get the marks straight away. And I would definitely learn the 6. There's only 6. Learn those 6 off by heart. Last word for me is to learn from what the examiner has said about the most common mistakes. The most common mistakes, like I said, make sure you know what the verbs mean. Evaluate means you say it, explain it, and give your opinion. The other common mistake he mentioned was that people don't expand on their points. So if you're going to say inflation, you're not going to get an A1 for saying inflation. Say inflation, explain exactly what it means, 4 or 5 lines.
606 on RTE 2FM with Griffith College. GCD.ie for whatever career you choose. Griffith College, who do you want to be?